Hi, and welcome back to Smart Way Podcast with Jeremiah. Today we reach episode number 319. If you're new to this podcast, hi, my name is Jeremiah, and I hope you are having an amazing day. And if you are one of the originals on the podcast, hey, I missed you guys. And today we're going to do things a little bit more different. Yes, I still wrote my podcast just like I've written all 318 prior, but this time I'm going to do a little freestyle. I'm going to be essentially more relaxed and not so tense with it. So on the topic that I wrote about was actually a movie I was watching over the Thanksgiving break, which was The Watchmen. If you are under the age of 18, I wouldn't watch it. But if you are, hey, it seems like a pretty good watch if you're into action movies. And in one of the lines, it says, "We are all lions, stronger than you think. You're smarter than you feel. And you are better today than you were yesterday." And it got me thinking about not only my life, but each one of your own lives. Because whenever I do these podcasts, I not only think about myself, but I think about others and who I affected, and I hope you guys do the same. In some ways, we as people have suffered from anxiety, depression. We tend to go down upon one another, and we tend to be our own self-critic. And yes, sometimes it is good because sometimes we need that tough love. And other times I'm like, okay, well, I shouldn't feel this bad, but why do I still feel bad? And I learned that we should all find a safe place. And whether that be a safe place away from our home, whether it be a safe place in our mind, whether it be a safe place wherever it may be, I feel like that safe place should be a place where your creative mind can go back to processing, where you can take essentially the initiative of taking one step at a time, as I said in previous podcasts. When we look at lions, we see domination, fierceness, essentially what they call the king of the jungle in the world, right? But how can we become that? How can we heighten our senses, be strong, be dominant? And even though I don't have these things written down, I may see a few things that we can become a lion. One of the things would be to keep an open mind to see what's around us. To keep an open mind on how we can become stronger and bigger. To keep an open mind of what our next meal is. To keep an open mind. After we keep an open mind, we shall always lead our herd. No matter if you have one follower, two followers, three followers, 20 million followers, we shall always leave with a positive example that no matter how difficult life gets, our word is bond. And our word means a lot because I see our word as a credit. Is your credit good or is your credit bad in business terms? Are you worth the trust or are you not worth it? I also see a lion as someone that doesn't give up. Even though food may not come today, they'll still go out and hunt. Whether they go alone or they be joining packs, they'll have to hunt to survive. In life, you have to learn to adapt or perish, survive or not survive. And I don't know about you, but I've been down a lot more times than I've been up. A lot of things that I say on the podcast, sometimes I feel as though I'm motivating you, and sometimes I feel like I'm motivating my own self. But I know as long as I keep believing that everything's going to be okay, and I made a difference in at least one person's life, that's all that really matters. So this week, I want you to go out like a lion. Listen, learn, dominate in whatever you have in life. and be great. Be a motivating factor no matter what it may be. Inspire others for positive and for good. That's it. That's all I have. To the next episode of Smart Way Podcast. This is Jeremiah. Peace.